Shall we continue in the English unit, Bob?
Yeah.
This is the chapter description of the last months.
How old is it? So, this is not I should ask. I know I require it. Food, juice. This is my food. And this is my medicine. And for the cover. For the love.
Food, juice, kirtan, and parikrama.
Believe in kirtan. I'm hearing kirtan. How about you? It is treasure in Shastra, the good sorcery, the good Yogana. Bhavan Sadi, two of four. It is medicine. Panacea. Or, my children did it. To find it, and making you a pizza, at first. No,
Are you all
right? Yes, sir. Okay.
Do you like some food juice rations, Bob?
We have an arrangement now that Spanish BBT is sending funds every month to Hyderabad Temple to finish the construction and then to pay back the loan that you gave. We're also sending in contributions to pay back that loan.
Oh, well, look at it. The money is coming from outside. No, man.
There is no lack of money.
So, in the temple, everything is there?
Yes, it's good.
People are coming?
Yes, many people are coming. It has become very
popular.
It is already popular.
That's the love of life.
Everybody is concerned about it. Everything is very, very much regulated.
Are you good? Sri-Gra-Rādhana-Yukta-Nāda-Sanyāda-Sanu-Vandhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira-Vādhira- Yeah, it was. Better than my last. Yeah, like, it was very good. So, the people that are coming. Just hard to distinguish having rain there.
When you were there for about a few weeks, 1 or 2 weeks, they had done it. When you were there at Hyderabad, at the farm, for 1 or 2 weeks, the prasad distribution was
Why? Why they are not distributed now?
They have stopped it.
Probably they're not getting the funds for this. Just now, the temples have started to send in money for food relief. Some Jagat Kathy must be sending in money.
I do not know. Till I left 3 days back, there was no distribution.
In the past, there must have been on some days?
When Prabhupada was there,
they
continuously they had for a week or two. No, once in a while they were doing it.
Mahasa requested on the weekends, I think.
Probably, yes. But not daily.
No, no, not daily. He said that on the weekends he does. In Mayapur they do on the weekends.
We do every day.
Every day.
But on the weekend we serve khichdi and during the week we serve
khichdi. The had a real good effect at that time when it was started. Many people have started from India.
You get prasad distribution. Goga.
Weather at Hyderabad is now very pleasant. Weather at Hyderabad is now pleasant.
Now?
Yes. It will remain for another 2 months.
Why is there?
No, no, after this Sharad Purnima, just pleasant, cool climate starts. And it's not moist or sultry there. It is not sultry. In the daytime also, it is quite pleasant, not very warm.
Where are you so little grain?
Vegetables are growing?
Yes, vegetables are growing.
And rice,
paddy is good, but this year they are good. There was drought. For 1 month there had been no rains when it should have been in September. Whole of September was dry. Otherwise, entire 20 acres of paddy dead. And 6 acres, which is fed from irrigation from tanks, is very good. Paddy means also.
Inside of the
yes, they are. There is no worry as far as this management of the temple and the farm is
concerned.
Both are very much dedicated to the
temple.
Tejas, his movements are too many. That is a problem.
The Tejas moves around too much.
He's not fully fixed up to the farm. The plasma temperament is very much regulated now with after Shiva Swami has come. It has been all perfectly explained.
Sridhar Swami is doing
nicely. Yes, sir.
The construction is going on nicely?
Yes, construction. But it's just a very slow stage. That is not the fault of the their labor availability and all that. They come and they just stop. It is a usual pattern for the small, small things. I think it should finish in about a month's time.
1,000 people evening RC.
One thing, Prabhupada, this discourse and all is not in the evenings which should have been there. It was earlier when...
There's no discourse in the
evening?
When Chidananda was there, he was attracting crowds and...
Sridhar doesn't discourse.
But that time just reading from Bhagavatam or Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't.
Chidananda was giving people.
It was. Yes, he was every time I think. He was there 300-400 minimum crowd. He used to be there and they used to take interest in his finances.
Mm-hmm.
And it has become a lively, interesting.
Good speaker has been.
Yes, good speaker. Or on this Chaitanya philosophy, daily some lectures are arranged and discourses arranged.
Mm.
If you can permit Prabhupada this Bhagavatam discourse in the daytime and all that, this, you know Hindi fluently and Chaitanya philosophy.
Mm.
Yesterday I saw this last meal also, if suppose some last arrangement also is made.
Huh?
He said that there should be good speaker in Hindi. But Achyutananda could not speak.
No, he's for the different thing, for the Hindi or English. He was attracting very big crowd.
It has to be good
speaker. And all that.
It has to be something besides the arti, he says. There should be some pleasure.
It has become more or less a pilgrim center. Anybody who comes to Hyderabad must visit.
Really?
Yes, yes.
It is the most popular temple in Hyderabad?
Yes, yes, definitely. After the Venkateshwar Birla temple and this two temple, anybody who comes, they visit.
That temple is finished now?
Yes, yes.
Where was it?
Yes.
On the hill. But not as many people go there. Successful temple shows. 2,000 people at the evening.
No, but the temple for the, this discourse or education on our philosophy and all that, if that starts, it would be a wonderful thing.
Such a nice discovery.
It would be a really wonderful thing there.
In broken hearts, it's
people would love to. There in the South India, people are interested in such type of
philosophy.
They discuss, they argue, they get convinced that they convince you or they don't feel offended.
Yeah, I remember they liked to discuss.
So many were coming for here and see the problem. Has Lokanath Swami ever visited there?
So you want him to stay there all the time?
No, to visit, you see how he would do.
But the thing is, someone has to always be. It has to always be closed.
Use of guest house also is made in the temple.
Hey, how many rooms in the guest
house? 4 rooms.
And people use it?
Yes. Sometimes people come here.
Members?
Yes, members.
The rooms are nice?
They are all the... As far as management of the temple, management side is... Perfect. Financial side sometimes causes
that's good.
Worries.
The management is good. That is very good. Yes. Usually that is always the problem.
No, management side of both the farm and the temple is good.
That's very good. Yes.
It's really a remarkable achievement.
How about Mr. Polaretti? Does he show interest? Does he come?
He's very much devoted, dedicated.
Maybe in the future he'd give the front line to the temple?
That is
That's not
interesting. And it's on. Mm-hmm. And this is off.
This is on. When it's on, it goes in the light. And then off and goes up.
The next one is wrong. He's not right. Just pronounce that man. And it's shasti hakti hagavati akinjana sarve yunai tattra savasati sula haral hakta sakuto vahadu guna mano rakshena asata dhavato hi Neither in the shastra. Mano rakshena Those who are on the a speculative platform, they cannot have their spiritual qualities. To be one and all, it is a knowledge, idea, it is not an idea, it is the original qualification. Part and parcel of God, it must be God-like. Gold is gold, many small particles. Similarly, living entity, part and parcel of God, praise God, undoubtedly. In small particles, but that is sufficient for its purpose. That we misled other ways on the wrong side. So who will not like it unless he is alone?
As if they would even give us permanent residency, but they are scared that if they give it to us, they will have to give it to everybody else. So therefore, they are not giving it to us.
Never mind. We have got good establishment and our this European American young wife. They have been trained up. I mean, how can I manage? We have nothing to do with politics. Rather, we are giving social service. What we do with politics? It is not our business. There are so many people. So, the government should give us chance to organize a society for the highest benefit of you and me. And they can see from our books what is your idea.
So printing books and exporting these books, and that's where we are earning so much foreign exchange for the Indian economy. They liked it.
Did you show them the invoice? How much you already have?
I told him the amount. I told him this year we have orders for rupees 25 lakhs. And I said this is just the first year, and worldwide we print over 8 crores. So this is just the beginning. So they liked it. And I also gave him the Hindi Bhagavatam, like you had told me. And he turned out, this man who is handling our case is a Marwari, Mr. Pandey. So Marwari is very pious. They are better than these others. So he liked the Hindi Bhagavatam very much. So I gave him the Hindi Bhagavatam and the English.
And not to be gagged anymore?
No.
The poor children must be gagged.
That was our biggest problem.
Mm-hmm.
The President of India is presently in Hyderabad. So Mahamsa Maharaj was in Delhi, and we have a life member, Panalal Petty, in Hyderabad, Pula Reddy, who knows the President very well. So Mahamsa, I asked Mahamsa Maharaj to go with Pula Reddy to the President to see if he will come to Bombay to inaugurate our temple. Also, we are thinking of inviting some foreign ministers of countries like Nepal, which is a Hindu kingdom, and Mauritius, because if these foreign ministers or some minister from these countries come, then it will lend more credit and we'll get better coverage.
You can show our South African access.
Very grand opening being planned for Bombay.
If the President of India comes, then it will get front page coverage.
Who's the President?
Who's the President there?
M. Sanjeeva Reddy. He's more religious than the previous one.
Sanjeeva is the Home Minister?
No, that was Ramananda Reddy, who is now who you met. We had a program in his house once.
About where was it?
2 years ago.
Where was it?
In Delhi. And Prabhupada met him and asked him for the same thing for research.
You've been asking this for quite a few years.
I think if Indira Gandhi would have been in power, we wouldn't have got it. The Janata Party is better for us. Because Indra Brahmananda Reddy would always say, he give it, I saw him several times, but do nothing. Party is a little more positive in this direction.
What will they give? Will they give you a letter
official? Yeah, and plus, they're writing a letter to the Indian embassies abroad that if any ISKCON devotee applies, he should be given a 3-year visa straight. Yes. But I was just speaking to Kamal Krishna Maharaj that the GVCs, we should devise a policy so that this free disadvantage is not misused, because sometimes devotees just come over here, stay up some time, do some nonsense and go back.
So we take away this permission.
Yeah.
So
we should be very careful to choose the right people to come.
Yeah.
Not just that anybody goes to an embassy and they immediately get 3 years and they come here, they move around India, then in 2 weeks or 2 months they leave and go back. Then the government will not.
And if some Americans find out that ISKCON has a special status, then someone can also pose as an ISKCON devotee and get this visa.
So we should require that
we
are
Yeah.
And with
no, what we will do is, I think,
our GVC could select.
Yes. Yes.
Not.
Or the GVC will communicate in India and then India will send a letter. Yeah, that's what I was talking to tomorrow. Yeah, for devotee engaging in any anti-national activity, then you can send them out. You had told me to say this earlier, and so they felt reassured.
The boss?
Yes. Tamar Krishna Maharaj has just given us 4 lakh rupees loan. So I have given you a report which he has. We have 22 books in print now in various.
Payable, payable.
What's
the word? A loan. Payable, payable.
When it is.
Probably. No, I wouldn't
agree. We are paying back the loan in time with interest.
No, yeah.
I say, this kind of loan is very good.
Don't call it payment loan.
Take long, payable, payable.
We paid back the first BBT loan, the second Sri Lanka. I paid it back 2 months, 3 months ago. So, Prabhupada, we have 22 books in print. In either various stages of production, printing or composing or coloring. In the next 2 months, 22 books are coming out. By the end of December, there will be 22 books given to you.
Good Gurdjieff.
Yes.
Otherwise, books will be sold
at the market.
And markets it will be sold at Tuesday. Then it is really important.
And that was happening in Calcutta.
I also got the loan for the godown. So in November, we are starting construction of the BBT godown in Bombay.
That 4 lakhs, 2 lakhs was for the godown and 2 lakhs for book.
Money, yes. There is no credit. A credit will be.
Yes, it's very rich.
Their country is very rich. No.
We used to send devotees to collect from these Middle East countries.
Everywhere we can make Vaikuntha. Like this power. Let people understand their journey.
When they see your books, that's when they really appreciate our movement.
Who has got such substantial books? Nowhere in the world.
Srila Prabhupada, I also spoke to the Chinese embassy in Delhi yesterday. I said I'd like to go to China, and I wanted to find out what the possibilities were. So they said, since I have Canadian citizenship, they said I should write to the Canadian High to the Chinese embassy in Ottawa. And I told them that I'm from a publishing house that publishes books on ancient Indian culture. And I found out that they do not teach any Sanskrit in China, but they have Hindi and Urdu departments. Peking University has a department on Asian studies that teaches Hindi and Urdu.
Let us introduce Hindi.
Hindi books. And actually, that man I spoke to on the phone, he spoke such fluent Hindi, I had to ask him 3 times if he's Chinese or Indian. He was Chinese.
Yes.
But this Chinese was from Peking, not Indian-born. And also, I was thinking we can say that Bhaktivedanta Book Trust is one of the biggest printers in the world, and we are seriously thinking of buying Chinese paper for printing, and we can buy Chinese paper if it's good, because I've found out that Chinese paper is as good as Japanese paper, and it is cheaper.
You can print there also in China.
That would be great if we print our books in China. So it's okay to apply for a visa.
Weakness.
Weakness.
Yes. Bhavananda felt that it was due to not sleeping at night, that you were sleeping during the day. But you slept an awful lot today. But yet... Today of what? Tonight? Yet you say that... when I asked you, are you feeling more vitality, you said, I think so. In what way are you feeling like that?
So, life comes in.
No, that's all right. But what about that question I asked you, brother? when I asked you, are you feeling more vitality? You said, I think so. In what sense are you feeling more vitality?
Anyway, forgot it. Don't drag.
All right. Yes, Shilpa. Mm.
Does it get any appetite or robot? Feeling of appetite?
Shilpa, I cooked some boiled rice, boiled it for a long time, and some plantain.
That's good for stopping diarrhea.
Yeah.
I think you should take some Shilapanda. Instead of taking the medicine, take a little of this prasada.
Mm.
Is that all right?
I don't know. Try it.
Yeah. One thing I've seen is that although you're passing stool more, you're not passing out more too much in sense of the total amount of urine is less now. You're passing less urine.
Mm-hmm.
Stool is coming more, but urine is less.
That is natural.
Yeah, that's natural.
Possible.
Hmm.
The natural passing of stool is good instead of taken by enema.
Hmm.
It is good science.
Yeah, it means that the body is moving.
Yeah. The organs are functioning properly.
No, just tea, I think, for instance.
Yeah.
The urine. cc, and clear. So urine is normal amount. Try to take a little bit to eat tonight, Shilapanda. Okay. And we won't give any medicine tonight. Tomorrow morning we'll give again. Okay? Dominar brought an article from the Statesman about the news of the conference that was held in Vrindavan.
Oh.
Statesman carried an article.
Oh, yeah.
It's written.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. Can't read it? Okay.
The heading show, Baba, says the non-physical view on the origin of species. Non-physical view. Materialists and men of faith continue to disagree over the origins of life. According to the first group, life is derived from atoms and molecules. The Russian scientist Dr. A. L. Oparin has been propagating this view since 1957. But the challengers demand, quote, really solid examples of life arising from matter. The challengers don't accept it, Shogun.
Uh-huh.
It says here the challengers want some solid proof that life comes from matter. They're not going to be duped simply by this man's statement. They want to see some real examples.
Hmm.
At a 3-day international conference on life comes from life at Vrindavan last week at the Bhaktivedanta Institute, it was stressed, Srila Prabhupada, you want to back to the Institute or back to the Swami?
I'm there, sir.
Doesn't matter. Bhaktivedanta Institute, it was stressed that life was independent of matter and dependent on higher principles lying beyond the present limitations of physics and chemistry. The assumption that life itself was non-physical, that life itself was non-physical, was the keynote.
Hmm.
The conference was opened by Dr. Singh Kripal, former president of the executive board of UNESCO. Three lectures were delivered by Dr. Gautam D. Singh, director of the Institute, Mr. Robert Cohen, a geologist from USA, and Dr. Michael Marchetti, a theoretical chemist and student of the philosophy of science on the fundamental nature of life and matter. New findings in paleontology and their effect on the theory of evolution and the social consequences of materialistic view of life. The philosophical foundations of life was the theme by a discourse by Dr. S. R. Bhatt, associate professor of philosophy at Delhi University. Dr. Richard Thompson, a mathematician from Cornell University, and Mr. David Webb from England, dealt with the application of information theory to the theory of evolution, thermodynamics, and the origin of life. The limitations of science were discussed by Dr. A. Ramaya, professor of biochemistry of the All India Institute of Medical Science. Dr. Singh opposed the theory that life could be understood solely in terms of chemical combinations. There was intricate features of life ranging from the structures of molecules in living cells to the subtle ones of human personality. The simple push-pull laws of chemistry and physics cannot account for these phenomena, and life and matter are understood as two distinct kinds of energy. Mr. Cohen said that the proof of Darwinian theory of evolution must depend in the end on the fossil record. Darwin's theory required that all the different species of life were gradually transformed one into another through many small changes or mutations. Quote, yet prominent paleontologists such as Eldridge and Gould are now maintaining that the fossil record only supports the view that species remain static in form and that changes between them, if they do really occur at all, can only occur by abrupt leaps. An examination of possible causes for such leaps shows that they could only be accounted for by the action of a higher intelligence, he said. Dr. Thompson dealt with the mathematical analysis of the laws of nature studied in modern chemistry and physics. Quote, in the light of the modern theory of information, these laws can be shown to be unable to account for the highly complex and unique structures of living organisms. It can also be shown that the quantum mechanical laws suffer from serious shortcomings because they cannot account for the nature of any conscious observer. Both of these lines of evidence supporting the view that the living being is a non-physical entity
and that the behavior of matter when in the presence of light proves that there must be further higher order, laws, and principles as yet unknown to modern science. Close quote. All of these conclusions were in agreement with the observed phenomena of light, and they also corroborate the systematic description of the nature of life given in the Bhagavad Gita. There was a general agreement among the participants of the conference that this approach to understanding the nature of life provided a viable alternative to the materialistic view of modern science. Yes, I think they gave it very full coverage.
And very scientifically. Very dead. And a book of the book without the institute of everything.
Free of charge. Yes.
But there's a good article.
Okay. Robert Smith.
Now it's a good talk.
Yes.
It cannot be produced by material molecules. And Bhagavad Gita is your friend?
Yes.
And both of them have a few languages. We have our guide.
Yes.
So all of these good ideas.
When you say Bhakti Vedanta, they only know Sri Prabhupada because there's only one Bhakti Vedanta that everybody knows.
Sri Prabhupada? There was a nice letter. From Haridas in Bombay. Should I read it to you?
Yeah.
Okay. He wrote to the secretary for the government. Haridas, this is a letter written, he says, Dear Shamal Krishna Maharaj, please accept my most humble obedience and sacred feet. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Gopal Krishna Prabhu has shown me the voucher where ISKCON Bombay owed the BBT India rupees 70,000. When Srila Prabhupada said he wanted to stay with us, I got greatly encouraged and had a desire in my heart to pay back this money to the BBT for Srila Prabhupada.
I could not follow.
What, Srila
Prabhupada? I could not follow.
He says he found out that the Bombay Temple owed the BBT 70,000 rupees. So he said when he heard that you had decided that you wanted to live and not leave us, he got very encouraged and inspired. So he decided on his own that he wanted to pay back this money to the BBT for you. He says, I have been encouraging all the preachers here at ISKCON Bombay to go out and collect the money to pay off this debt to the BBT. Srila Prabhupada has made all this arrangement very easily because of his encouragement to us. Even devotees who have engagements where they are not likely to make a life member are making life members very easily and are collecting money. And even persons not expected to become members are now becoming members. This is all due to the desire in the hearts of the preachers here in Bombay to serve Srila Prabhupada. And by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, everything is coming very smoothly. This is confirmed in our hearts that without Srila Prabhupada, we cannot do any single work in this movement. Srila Prabhupada gives us encouragement just to kindly agree to stay with us. So yesterday, on Dasara Day, we collected over 21,000 rupees and made 10 members. He says, we cannot express in English what we are feeling in our hearts, but we are all very encouraged to go out and collect the Srila Prabhupada and expand his life membership program. And we are all very thankful that Srila Prabhupada is being merciful and
merciful. It's like it.
The Shastri Bhakti Yoga. Any yogi, I mean. That's late Nyas, later also. We'll tell you that. What is his name?
Ganatra? That telegram he sent?
Yes, yes. And the case friend report. Very, very,
very encouraging. This high doctor is transformed. You said that it was due to the mercy of Vaishnava Giriraj. Remember how you said that?
Vaishnava Sakur, come on. Vaishnava, Kaliya Vaishnava Seva. Nishtaya. Vaishnava Kipa. Vaishnava is already merciful. Vaishnava means merciful. Dasindhu.
Kripasindhu.
Osaramma. Shari Vaishnava.
Like last night, Dr. Pathak, the dean of the College of Veterinary, said to the Prabhupada, is a touchstone. It transforms everybody.
This change with Haridas is a miracle.
Bombay is a must reach teaching India.
Yes.
And now they are ready to help us. So there is no scarcity on them. Whatever you want to get it.
But that building and project is so nice, you don't have to go anywhere. They come to you and give money.
Yes.
So, personal mercy.
Your project, too. Personal project.
Yeah, I'm going.
When is it going to open?
In Delhi.
What? What's your problem?
That's another dream, you know. go down? Or go down?
What, you want to know when the go down is beginning to be built? November. Next, this coming month.
It is a long way from this grass puppy to the living she was on.
Well, you are in the fall, why? Where do you think that is? Everyone will be coming out. And they are very, very sad.
It's already so famous in Bombay. Everybody knows all the taxi drivers. See Hare Krishna Lane, Juhu, everybody knows.
Shri Sampan, we'll set you up now for you to take a little bit of sadhana. Alright?
I think we have to cleanse.
Okay. First we'll cleanse, then we'll sit. Okay. One thing, just like this Prashananda Bhakti Chirumar appeared, is good for stopping, you know, it's against stopping to fat in the stool. It'll make a binding effect. That's why I thought you might appreciate it. Bhakti Chirumar made it special because of that. It's like medicine, but nice tasting medicine. You could try.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Okay. You should do it just to please us, Shri Prabhupada.
You can take a shower away from that.
Temple tonight. The Kirtan party that has come from Mayapur, they were chanting Hare Krishna very sweetly. And the whole temple room was filled with people sitting, listening, and waiting for the arti. Very nice building.
looks it up for a little while. Let's scratch that.
Srila Prabhupada, would you like Jaya Dwaita and Sujuna to come again? You mean with pillows in the back? Shall we do just now?
Some round pillows from upstairs. That would be very good.
They'll be here in a minute.
Okay.
This is a photocopy. I can get photocopies made. That'll be easier probably than getting back issue. And cheaper too.
Photocopy.
The non-physical view on the origin of the species. The non-physical view on the origin of a species.
Who should
How very good.
Your godbrother.
What is it?
He says life comes from atoms and molecules. Back to before. This is his conclusion after all these years.
said like that in the conference.
He said.
Right, Sri Nanda?
No, something like that. They completely misunderstand.
What was his point in the conference?
He was saying there's nothing like a table. He was sitting on the table. It's just an imagination. It's nothing like that.
Because it's illusion.
So he said it's illusion.
My great course on the antique.
In his book that he wrote, Satya Kapoor quoted the great authority, Ramakrishna.
Russian scientist Dr. A.I. Pokhrin has been propagating his view since 1957, but his challengers demand, quote, really solid examples of life arising from matter, close quote. At a 3-day international conference on Life Comes from Life at Vrindavan that week at the Bhaktivedanta Institute, it was stressed that life was independent of matter and depended on higher principles lying beyond the present limitations of physics and chemistry. The assumption that life itself was non-physical was the keynote. The conference was opened by Dr. Prem Kripal, former president of the executive board of UNESCO. 3 lectures were delivered by Dr. Kodam D. Singh, director of the institute, Mr. Robert Cohen, a geologist from the USA, and Dr. Michael Marchetti, a theoretical chemist and student of the philosophy of science, on the fundamental nature of life and matter, new findings in paleontology and their effect on the theory of evolution, and the social consequences of a materialistic view of life. The philosophical foundations of life was the theme of a discourse by Dr. S.R. Bhatt, associate professor of philosophy at Delhi University. Dr. Richard Thompson, a mathematician from Cornell University, and Mr. David Webb from England, dealt with the application of information theory to the theory of evolution, thermodynamics, and the origin of life. The limitations of science were discussed by Dr. A. Ramaya, professor of biochemistry at the All India Institute of Medical Science. Dr. Singh opposed the theory that life could be understood solely in terms of chemical combinations. There were intricate features of life ranging from the structure of molecules in living cells to the subtle ones of human personality. The simple push-pull laws of chemistry and physics, quote, cannot account for these phenomena, close quote, and, quote, life and matter are understood as 2 distinct kinds of energy, close quote. Mr. Cohen said that proof of the Darwinian theory of evolution must depend in the end on the fossil record. Darwin's theory required that all the different species of life were gradually transformed, one into another, through many small changes, mutations. Yet prominent paleontologists, such as Eldridge and Gould, are now maintaining that the fossil record only supports the view that species remain static in form, and that changes between them, if they do really occur at all, can only occur by abrupt leaps. An examination of possible causes for such leaps shows that they could only be accounted for by the action of a higher intelligence, he said. Dr. Thompson dealt with the mathematical analysis of the laws of nature studied in modern chemistry and physics. In the light of the modern theory of information, these laws can be shown to be unable to account for the highly complex and unique structures of living organisms. It can also be shown that the quantum mechanical laws suffer from serious shortcomings because they cannot account for the nature of any conscious observer. Both of these lines of evidence supported the view that the living being is a non-physical entity and that the behavior of matter, when in the presence of life, proves that there must be further higher order laws and principles as yet unknown to modern science. All of these conclusions were in agreement with the observed phenomena of life, and they also corroborate the systematic description of the nature of life given in Bhagavad Gita. There was a general agreement among the participants of the conference that this approach to understanding the nature of life provided a viable alternative to the materialistic view of modern science.
How'd you go? Bhakti-vinoda is doing something, trying to be ready to understand God's concept. That is true. And it is well understood. And we shall go on proceeding this more and more. So many scientists, foreign and local, they participated, discussed. It is not solidarity.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
The importance of Bhaktivedanta is
secure.
Is there. Not that theory, molecule. Come on, we are challenged. Discuss like anti, not like sentiment.
It seems like we should, next time we have a conference here, it should be done in the proper hall.
Let's see what it up to.
Some people were thinking that Vrindavan is not a good place for building that hall. But,
No, there is no immediate. We have other buildings. Nice building.
But we have no, hall in that building. The place where they held the meeting last time is now going to become the restaurant.
That is it, huh?
So there won't be any place to have any future meetings. There's no big room.
Oh, no. That will shall happen. A million weeks. Not immediately. Immediately, maybe in Bombay.
Yeah.
बम्बई में है क्या है बम्बई में है कहीं भी हम लोग जाते हैं रुपया एक दिन में 21,000 रुपया उठा है एक दिन सब आदमी सुन पहले
Yeah.
And the mayor, ex-mayor, has given telegram. Where is that telegram?
This is a telegram. It says, pray God, Krishna, to give you long life to spread Indian culture in every nook and corner of the universe. Signed, Rav G. K. Ganatra, ex-mayor in Bombay. He's very convinced, Srila Prabhupada, about your divine grace in this movement because he traveled around the world and stayed as a guest at our temples. And he was amazed to see how this Indian culture had actually been transplanted and taken root in all of these countries all over the world. He could not believe it. He was so amazed and impressed. He said that he's seen genuinely that the Indian culture has been taken up in the true spirit. Hari Prasadji says that...
No, Prabhupada, this was the first mission which had started Murti Puja throughout the world. They had gone, preached, come back, but they have created Murti
Puja. The other missions that went, simply they left. It was Vedanta, like the Vedanta Society, all dry.
Yeah.
Prabhupada says, Brahma, Brahma.
They drew heroes. Now, Prabhupada's books are written in almost every home all over the world, in all languages.
That is the title of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mahabali Hare Krishna operates. I discussion with Prakashananda. Chaitanya Brahma, yes. Nothing like Krishna. Here and there, the Apandananda. What is
it?
Brahma. But you cannot explain anything. Brahma.
So, Prabhupada, Pradyumna Prabhu is here. Would you like to hear some verse? Hari Prasad is taking leave, Srila
Prabhupada.
Return
to the Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. आप समझ महाराज चिकित्सा के लिए एक बम्बई में वैद्य हैं अगर आपकी आज्ञा हो तो वैजनाथ जी बोलकर हैं और अभी तो यहाँ सर्दी भी हो जाएगी 15-20 दिन के बाद महीने भर के बाद
बम्बई की चला है
जी हाँ बम्बई तो मौसम अच्छा नहीं रहेगा समझ महाराज जहाँ ड्राई क्लाइमेट हो कहीं भी अगर वहाँ का आप आज्ञा दें स्वीकृति दें तो अपने हैदराबाद में महीना भर अच्छा रहेगा आपसे 15-20 दिन के बाद से इट हैज स्टार्टेड
हाउ यू विल गेट क्वालिफाइड देयर व्हाट इज द कन्वेंस
कन्वेंस देयर इज ट्रेन
That's the problem.
No, that can be something like this. No. You can't travel.
That now is a little weak.
No, this all cross and all these things could be.
No, but
in dry climate, you can.
But unless he's a little stronger.
Yes,
to travel.
Little strength, if he gets. But Kaviraj can come from Bombay.
Yes.
He had treated my father-in-law for about 4-5 years.
Who is that?
He is Vaidyanathji, Pandit Vaidyanathji. He is in Pallaswadi. He is a very good Ayurvedic.
Prabhupada?
Sausage, right?
Prabhupada suggests that stops the medicine for one day. And so... And I'm also going to Delhi in the morning. So,
and I agree with your suggestion, Srila
Prabhupada.
I think it's a good idea to have the medicine for a day and to consult the Kaviraj and also to try to drink something else besides only fruit juice. I think the medicine should be stopped for a day. It's not how the dude I was talking with him. He said that he sometimes would do these fruit juice diets in America. This is something that's done a lot of times. He said when he would take this fruit juice diet, he said after, he said there's no question of passing stool. He said when you take fruit juice diet, you don't pass stool. Because it's nothing, he says eventually you just pass urine. So the fact that Prabhupada is passing stool is rather than natural. Which for taking fruit juice. He's not eating anything, so how can he pass stool four times? What is the stool coming from if he's not eating?
I got a regular blood in there.
Yeah.
I think it's a mistake, Srila Prabhupada, to take this strong medicine without having the Kaviraj actually come and diagnose himself. And
yes.
Actually, the Kaviraj said to me that he never prescribes medicine without first seeing the patient.
For me, and some medicine.
No, I think that's the right idea.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right, passing stool, I guess? Just passing stool so many times is not right. It means that the medicine is not taken properly.
Some reaction is happening.
Definitely, it's a reaction.
Is it five times? That's a lot.
Local Kaviraj also said it. This is very strong, no?
Yeah.
Can you consult the local Kaviraj?
No. And the other one is local.
Yeah, that means Panamali. First of all, let us see this man, if he can come or what he says. Otherwise, we may go up on a mummy.
And stick to him.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, we should stick to somebody. That's our little faith in somebody. Accepting and rejecting is not so good to reject someone at different times. Bona Mali won't do any harm. But there's not much good, that's another matter. Not bad.
Sincere?
He is sincere. I don't think he's used to the problem. I still don't think so. When Sridharmadhar goes, he can take one of the pills which Bona Mali made and show it to this Kaviraj.
He has him.
Impossible?
Yes, he is here. What to see?
He may be able to recognize it as one of the types of Makarajwaj. The main point of the Bona Mali said is Makarajwaj. So
Rabbi Shelley, he may be able to recognize the evidence. Appears to be. At least we can get his opinion. Because that other copyright that Ramanuji threw some doubt on Bonamali's medicine, saying this is not Makarata. So we're having some doubt about it. And about Bonamali. If I seen this man would say, yes, this is one of the ways it's made. It does appear like this. And then that would be...
If he's coming, he's going to stay here.
But he may not come. He may just get his opinion. So in case he does not come, by taking one of the pills, there's nothing lost. He got his opinion.
Yeah, I can take a sample.
Where's the harm?
What about the vegetable juice in preference to the fruit juice?
The real thing is that Prabhupada is passing urine and he is passing stool. So there's where the harm for taking vegetable juice. The main thing is that Prabhupada has to swallow it. If you can swallow it, it's being digested to some extent.
Yeah.
Because urine is coming and stool is coming.
Stool is coming. Urine dynamics.
Right. No, there's something, definitely something is amiss. That instead of it coming out as urine, it comes out as stool.
Krishna, you did say Krishna advised you through his dream to take that medicine. You said that Krishna directed you through that dream to take that Makaradvaj medicine. So there are six different types of Makaradvaj.
Okay. Krishna directed Ramanu Vasna.
I got it. Gopal Krishna. Told me that Jagat Nagamaraj at Gwalior understood that they had arranged for one Ramanuja and Kaviraj there. And then also and everything was ready if you can come there.
Can you do it?
No. They have their medicines and everything.
He has?
He's arranged for Ramanuja Kaviraj, Jagadaka Maharaj.
Right.
From Bengal side, Calcutta side, Mayapur. Mayapur, Calcutta, but he's there.
Where he wears Ramanuja Tilak? He's got good recommendations from Alan Bangor.
And I can probably tell him.
So far that cannot travel. Because any movement will disturb the enemy.
Can I come?
Well, it would be the same as the man from Delhi. He can't come and stay here and give up his practice. And he stays in Calcutta, so he won't be able to simply come and then he'll leave, and then he won't be able to consult. The idea is that the man has to be here every day.
No, if he's hard, if he needs one project, that is his life.
So that is the last.
You would only have to come once to me and prescribe Makaradvaj.
I said, there's a good career.
I don't know who it is that approved this one. But he, according to Gopal, Jagadhyayi said that he's arranged one, Ramanuja Kaviraj.
Where?
Kalkata.
Going to Kalkata, yeah.
Well, we'd have to go there.
What?
No, I mean, the point is you would have to go there. See, they want to see you, Srila Prabhupada. It's actually, this is not the, you know, generally Kaviraj wants to see the person that he's giving the medicine to, so that he can know.
So if he agrees, so take out the test. And what?
He'll take up the case, there's no doubt.
Yeah, but will he come every day to my stand my place? That is the question.
I mean, first of all, if you can come at least for a few days here, if it is possible, and if he comes, then if you make the next move, I think it'll be
wild. Yes. If somebody goes and brings him to then he decides, then he says,
well, Srila Prabhupada, you could call direct to Kalkata and talk with Aridharana, who's contacted him, and let him discuss and see if he can bring him here. First of all, he should ask whether the man is willing. He can fly him here to Delhi and bring him here. I'm sure you'll agree to that. But it should be, he should be there.
You can call from Delhi.
You can call right there. He's the one that cuts down with it.
Bring my hand, how long is
it?
He has the most of it. So, he, Baba has just said, somebody very smart will go and be, and then he, if he, then we can go together.
Yes, sir, Prabhupada.
In the meantime, all medicine is stopped.
Stopping the medicine at this point, because this medicine is not improving your condition.
No.
You want some positive improvement.
I died. Come down, thank you. So you call me, what?
What about eating, but taking liquids?
Liquids? Come back to us and you said, I tell you, very soon it is.
And which is also.
Yes?
said about that?
No loss in taking fruit juice when you were not taking the medicine a few days back. You were taking fruit juice every day and not passing school.
That's true.
When you were in Delhi, and Brahma was taking fruit juice every day, he was not passing school. There's no loss. We can take vegetable juice, fruit juice, vegetable broth.
We are taking agavastri. That is true.
Yes, I say so.
Is it 2 days that we started the medicine?
In Jani Asuni Abhishokai. It is actually an adversary. It's true that he said, then many
drinking poison.
That is.
So we should consult this Kabiraj anyway. Because this is his medicine.
No, consulting when he wants direct treatment. How we can concentrate him.
We can at least tell the report. We can at least inform him that after giving this medicine, we have such and such symptoms. So.
Well, that's fourth-hand information, and he's not a Ramanujan. The only reason we were looking for Makarajaja